Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast. But mostly, this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Points, No Rings. The world's J-pop and alternative hot spot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 227 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. On today's episode, we dive into OKKO, Let's Be Heroes, and the new Netflix series, Cannon Busters. Plus, we talk about Disney and Sony splitting up Spider-Man again, because apparently we can't have nice things. That's coming up for you very shortly, but first, I'm very happy to report that I will be at Anime NYC this November. It's going to be my first time at the con, and I wouldn't have considered it if it weren't for my press contact from Vertical Comics saying how great of an event it is. The creators of Dr. Stone will be there, as well as voice actors J. Michael Tatum, Todd Habercorn, Justin Brainer, and musical guests Jam Project, Zach, and Troop. And it's only September, meaning more guests are sure to be revealed up until the start of the con. If you're interested in Anime NYC, the event's being held at the Javits Center in New York City from November 15th to the 17th. So please, check it out for yourself. I have a feeling it's going to be a memorable one this year. With that out of the way, let's head into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. And today, we're going to start things off with a new track from Fauna. And this is a B-side from their most recent single, Boku o Mitsukete. And it goes by the name Mashiro.
Thank you.
adrenaline. That was Kill Me Star from last year's Albon Akabon album. Just a couple of weeks back, they released a new single called Alien Summer, so odds are that might mean another new album may be coming from them very shortly. Now folks, one of my favorite Cartoon Network series airing right now is OKKO, Let's Be Heroes. I would never have experienced this cartoon myself if it wasn't for the video game adaptation I got to review last year, Let's Play Heroes, which was actually one of my favorite games from 2018. The series itself is filled with great characters, memorable villains, fun storylines, and some kooky animation that reminds me of something from the 1970s. So, it breaks my heart to learn that one of the best things that Cartoon Network currently offers has been canceled. Soon after the release of the excellent Sonic the Hedgehog crossover episode, creator Ian Jones-Quartey announced that its current third season will be its last, with September 6th being the release of its series finale. He said he had no control in this situation, but said that all would wrap up nicely by the show's end. And while I can appreciate that they're allowing the series to conclude without any sort of cliffhangers and the like, the situation still sucks. OKKO Let's Be Heroes accomplished a lot for a short animated series. It taught kids to always be themselves, overcome great obstacles, embrace friendships, and even play nice with some of your enemies. Even took on certain elements like presenting LGBT characters like Enid and Red Action without making it a whole big deal, somewhat normalizing the situation in the way that, well, it should be normalized. But most important of all of these aspects is the fact that this series knew how to have fun with its characters and worlds. The main trio of KO, Enid, and Red were simply a perfect combo, bringing big laughs, huge hearts, and powerful teamwork in every single episode. Carol was a great motherly figure, with Mr. Carr being an amazing father force, and holy fuck, can we give it up for this show for creating the most authentic portrayal of someone with autism in the form of Dendy the Kappa? What a wonderful character, and very inspirational as well. Hell, even the villains were a blast, with Lord Boxmore, Daryl, Shannon, Professor Venomous, and Fink being a pure joy to watch attempt to do some sort of evil. And all in all, I can't think of a single bad episode of OKKO Let's Be Heroes. It went from good to amazing all throughout its run, something most shows have a very hard time accomplishing. The last series I think that managed to pull that off was Regular Show, which, in my opinion, was a bigger accomplishment seeing as they had 8 seasons of perfection. Still, it's very sad to see OKKO end the way it is, seeing as a lot of other series that really don't deserve the same level of content get not only a plethora of seasons, but even a fucking movie to wrap things up. And yes, I am shifting my eyes at Steven Universe while I say this. I do hope we get to see more from Ian Jones-Quartey in the future. He's got a lot of talent, not to mention a keen ear for some great voice acting. I love how a good chunk of the voice actors in OKKO had long resumes in anime. Raymond Diamond, Kari Wahlgren, Ashley Burch, and Mary Elizabeth McGlynn, just for starters. Seriously, look up the voice cast and you'll see some pretty amazing people who played someone in this show, be it as a cameo or of main focus. Hell, the frontman of Korn played a villain in one episode and it was amazing. But yes, while we mourn the loss of OKKO, let's all at least be grateful it existed in the first place. For now, catch all of OKKO Let's Be Heroes on demand and on Cartoon Network. It is an amazing show, so please give it your attention. Right then, on to some more music. Slater Kinney are back with a brand new album entitled The Center Won't Hold, which was produced by St. Vincent. Sadly, drummer Janet Weiss left the band shortly after it was finished recording, citing that she didn't like the new direction the band was going, and that's a shame because I really do love this new record, otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be playing something from it. This particular song that I'm about to play from The Center Won't Hold actually reminds me a lot of a slower Pillow song. Here right now is Slater Kinney with Restless.
Took my car, got out of town, it is a restless life. pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
From last year's album, Tear Cyclone High, that was Kotoko with Dusty Days. This past June saw a release of a second Tear Cyclone record with the subtitle Say. So, I guess she's currently working around a theme of sorts for her recent records. You know, which is pretty cool. I like when artists stick to a theme for a couple of releases. Gives it a feel like a story is being told. So, right now, let's dive into some flow with a track from this year's Tribalism release, which I swear the Celtic elements of this record were inspired by their Boston trip last year. This is Smells Like 40 Spirit. I'm not
め込んだ山が MD8 8とはレコーダー世界限界まで豪華に兄弟
Because his pain is his treasure box that he likes to flaunt, that he likes to keep unlocked. I know he knows me from a thousand lifetimes before. I have called out his name from beneath his window. Groveled outside of his door. He gave me his mind, so I became the rearranger. I gave him my heart, and he held up a mirror. Still I was the fool who fell into that narcissist's hole. Just another flaunt, drowning in their own drool. For the ranger, I'm his savior. That grave digger, I keep him afloat. But count on the ranger, leave me in danger as his tears fill up the graves and make a mold. It's hard when you're a man like him to find love from within. It's hard when you're a man like he to find love for a man like me. It's hard when you're a man like me to not take that personally. It's hard when you're a man like me to find men like me. Sometimes psychotic, always neurotic, and oh so morose. Friends yet strangers, becoming endangered. Mama saviors from daddy's ghost. The friends in our heads, sleep in our bed.
Brand new
debut single from former Rasputina member Luis Mojica, that was The Ranger. Luis is set to release his debut album, How a Stranger Is Made, this October 4th, perfectly just in time for the Halloween season. About 5 years ago, I got wind of a Kickstarter happening for an anime pilot called Cannon Busters. The series was created by LaShawn Thomas, who in the past has worked on The Legend of Korra and the Black Dynamite cartoon, just to name a few. Well, after a long production schedule and getting the pilot sold to Netflix, Cannon Busters finally premiered its first season this month on the streaming site. Cannon Busters follows an outlaw by the name Philly the Kid, who has a special power that basically gives him immortality, though not invulnerability. He finds himself stuck with two robots named Sam and Casey, who are looking for their friend Prince Kelby. Of course, with it being the Sci-Fi West, such a quest to find a friend is easier said than done. With the whole world wanting Philly's head, as well as bounty hunters looking for Sam due to her hidden ability, the trio of friends looks to find all sorts of hell to both raise and experience. What I love about Cannon Busters is that it captures that old-school anime western vibe perfectly. It's easy to see the show with the same spectacles as stuff like Trigun, Cowboy Bebop, Heat Guy J, and Gungrave. Animation Studio Satellite, which has worked on stuff like Fairy Tail and Bodacious Space Pirates, showcases that vibe with near perfection. I look at Cannon Busters, and I see a long-lost attitude in anime once again being found. But is Cannon Busters itself perfect? Well, not exactly. Philly is just about every reluctant protagonist that we've come across in anime's past, from your Spike Spiegels to even your desert punks. He's fun, though, so any unoriginality that he has is made up for that aspect. Sam is a joy to watch, though, with her optimism being a great contrast to the shit that happens all around them. However, my main problem is when a very good character comes around and they don't stick around enough to make a better mark, as evident by the hugely entertaining 9. Here's hoping that he makes more of a return in an impending second season. Despite its flaws, Cannon Busters is a pretty fun anime to watch. It gets the right amount of nostalgia down, the music is killer, the animation is great, and even though these characters may seem familiar, they're still worthy enough to root for. You can catch Cannon Busters on Netflix right now, and fingers crossed that they can greenlight another season ASAP. Personally, I think that would definitely help flesh out the characters a little bit more than this first season did. But watch it for yourself and see if it gains your attention. One of my favorite albums this year is Itakoma Hits by Otoboke Beaver. But right now, we're going to spin a cut from their compilation album, Okoshiyasu, Otoboke Beaver, a great way to become acquainted with these ladies. This song is called Ultra Miracle Super Saiya Psyche Festival.
Ultra Miracle Super Saiya Psyche Festival. everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Alex T with Daily Go Round from last year's Hello New World album. Though the duo are working hard together, they're also working hard on their own separate works, with vocalist Masayoshi Oishi recently releasing his new single, Rukuin Toshi, and Tom Heck doing some anime convention gigs with his other band, Myth and Roid. Coming up, we've got a new artist to keep a close eye on by the name of Sebastian Straw. His debut album, Welcome Yesterday, is due to be released on October 19th, with a tour hopefully to follow soon afterwards. From Welcome Yesterday, this is Sebastian Straw with Alive 2.
Don't get there, calamaloon. ささやくうちに弱さの影が膨れて弾けそうなんだ。
Nico touches the walls with the acoustic version of Betsubara off of their new album Quizmaster. The band made both electric and acoustic versions of their latest record, and I've got to say, I love the acoustic version the best. It's a little more earthy, if that's a good description. Kind of hipstery to say it that way, I know, but sometimes you'll need to go that route to talk about something. As of this recording, it appears that Spider-Man will no longer be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. After two multi-billion dollar companies couldn't decide who'll get more billions and the like, Peter Parker got himself severed from a universe that was embracing the very best parts of him. And fans everywhere are pissed, myself included, because Tom Holland's Spider-Man has been what the iconic hero should have been even way back when Sam Raimi was helming it. Now, don't get me wrong here, I did love Tobey Maguire in the original trilogy. I'm just saying that his character was a lot more fleshed out in these new Spider-Man films. So, now that Spider-Man seems to no longer happen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where can he go in the live-action realm? There's always the possibility of pairing him up with Venom, whose next film is going to probably be light years better with someone like Andy Serkis at the helm. That's one option. There's also going the multiverse route, with Holland even saying how cool it'd be to interact with the Maguire Peter Parker and the Andrew Garfield version too. The hard part about all this is how they're going to deal with the absence of the other parts of the Marvel Universe. One suggestion that I had for keeping the same flow with Spider-Man at Sony as it did with Disney is to get the aid of Phil Lord and Christopher Miller in its story and direction department. What they were able to offer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse not only fleshed out an amazing Spider-Man story, but they actually won a goddamn Oscar for it. So perhaps it'd be best to keep those two in mind if they wish to craft a Peter Parker story that'll blow every audience member away. But until we see what really happens with Peter Parker, we can only speculate. You know, with my luck, all of the tension between Sony and Disney will be gone as soon as this podcast goes live, and this whole segment would have been a waste of your time to listen to. So, if that happens, please forgive me. We record our shows early, so sometimes things we think are still fresh wind up being, well, not fresh anymore. I wouldn't say rotten. A little less fresh. Hope you can forgive me if that's the case. So why don't we go back to a couple of more tracks that'll be good for your ears, and hope that Spider-Man will continue to swing and spin webs with the perfection that he's been recently showcasing. Up next, we've got some Hyde for you, who will be touring the U.S. again this fall in support of the band Starset. From this year's excellent album, Anti, this is Mad Qualia.
Together! Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Show me the side streets in your life.
From their 2009 album Grand, that was Matt and Kim with Good Old Fashioned Nightmare. And this fall, Matt and Kim are touring in celebration of that record's 10th anniversary. I was literally just graduating college when that came out, and it's moments like this where you start feeling really old. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBassBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Louis Mojica and Sebastian Shaw, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to Nature of Wires for last week's contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we talk about all things Invader Zim and Cannon Busters, as well as a special art exhibit, and I'm making quotation marks in the air as I say art exhibit, featuring a peculiar manga series, and... Lou Ferrigno was a no-show at which comic convention? That's coming up on the next Wicked Anime podcast this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. So, on the next episode of No Borders No Race, we will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the band that gave birth to this show, The Pillows. I'll be spinning cuts from the very best their music has had to offer in these last three decades. From their pantomime beginnings and Please Mr. Lost Man rebirth to their Tear Bridge era and recent sounds. It's going to be a hard show to do on my end, but I hope you appreciate the amount of heart and love that will be going into it. We're going to end things today with a track from Sekai no Owari, who released two new excellent albums called Eye and Lip just a couple of months back. This is a cut from the Lip record entitled Error. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.